My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Brandon Scott, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig with you on In the Loop. And Lopez, we've talked a lot about CJ Stroud, rightfully so. Probably the biggest star in sports right now here in Houston. But what if I told you?
What if I told you?
He's not.
What if
just,
I told you?
CJ Stroud's not just the quarterback that you would start a franchise with or the quarterback that you might draft ahead of anybody not named Patrick Mahomes if you were starting a team right now. He's not just the hottest up-and-coming quarterback, quarterback of the future. What if I told you that C.J. Stroud right now, and this is not a way that I feel like we've discussed him or talked about C.J. Stroud, but what if I told you that he right now is the most clutch quarterback?
Clutch.
In the NFL. What if I told you that? Would you look at me crazy? Would you believe me? Would you need to hear more? What if I tried to sell you that right now, today, as we sit here, CJ Stroud is the most clutch quarterback in the NFL?
I would introduce you to one Patrick Mahomes.
Fair.
First of all.
Heard of him.
He's high.
I would introduce you to him first.
I hear he's pretty good.
Then I would wonder, while I don't think it's necessarily outrageous to consider him one of the most clutch quarterbacks in the NFL, and I can back that up with something here in a second. I do think that might be a little lofty, especially number one. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes. I mean, look what that guy's done. I mean, Buffalo and Super Bowls and everything else.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
But even if you said he's the second the most clutch quarterback in the NFL, I wouldn't think you're outrageous. And let me explain that. And I meant to put this, I meant to mention this to you guys, and I just completely forgot. So D'Amico Ryans actually spoke on the NFL Network. And one of the things that he said was, like, this is the best thing about the new season, you get to hit reset. And, you know, everybody's talking about how, and I'm paraphrasing, but everybody's talking about, we won 10 games. And he pointed out, yeah, but we played a lot. I think it was 7 or 9 or something, one score games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So you have to press reset and understand that that's not necessarily something that you can just rest on your laurels. Well, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is you had a quarterback who won you 10 games in a lot of one score situations in the fourth quarter. That's clutch, right?
Yeah.
That's a clutch quarterback.
And that's your perfectly equipped to handle said situations.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be a close game,
And what do we say is the difference between good teams and bad teams?
Mm-hmm.
The ones who lose them and the ones who win them.
Yeah.
The fact that you won them, I think, is more attributable to how good you are than it is luck or something that you a laurel that you don't want to rest on, or however you want to put it. Like, I think it's more so indicative of what you've got going for you.
Yes, sir.
So this list on CBS Sports does have C.J. Stroud as number two, just like you mentioned, behind one Patrick Mahomes. Because even the list makers don't want to get that ridiculous with it and go beyond. But they do point out that the numbers and the criteria under which they make this list, that they lay out, does have C.J. Stroud as the most clutch quarterback in the NFL right now. But what they don't want to rely on is the small sample size. The small sample size versus what Patrick Mahomes is is just like undeniable. You don't want to mess with that, especially if you want to have a credible list. But as far as the sample size goes, the Texans converted on 6 of 8 game-tying or go-ahead drive chances. That's last year with C.J. Stroud.
Clutch.
6 of 8 game-tying or go-ahead drive chances late with C.J. Stroud under center last year. And I think I know which two of those games didn't happen. I want to say that's going to be the Atlanta and possibly Carolina games. Definitely Atlanta. And so, like, those games stick out. I don't necessarily, you know, those games are going to happen.
Yeah.
But as far as the sample size that you got, 6 of 8 game-tying or go-ahead drive chances late with C.J. Stroud were converted by the Texans, and his numbers in those games. Completion rate, 77%, 10.7 yards per attempt, 139.5 passer rate. So these are the best numbers.
Yeah.
And it's not just like a rookie thing. This was like across the board, across the NFL, small sample size, but an indicator that, hey, man, you've got one of the, if not the most clutch, one of the more clutch quarterbacks in the game.
Look, if I were to tell you the Texans, let's go ahead and play this game. The Texans are going to be in 9 one-score games in the fourth quarter in 2024. If I were to ask you, how many of those do they win? They're in 9 one-score fourth quarter games. I would say 6 or 7.
6 or 7, yeah.
Figgy?
9 one-score games.
9 one-score games. How many of them are they going to win if they're in 9 one-score games in 2024? I would say 6 or 7.
So here's the thing why it's important.
Yeah.
I think that, like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you've got a guy like this, to me, and I put a little sauce on it saying, hey, you might as well just be ready to go to the AFC Championship game. Not necessarily, but if this is what it comes down to, like, to me, Lopez, if this is what it comes down to, close games, and can you rely on the guy with the ball at the end of the game or not? Can you rely on him more than the next guy? To me, if you're already saying that about a guy, you're already saying that about C.J. Stroud in year one, before he gets the extra weapons that he's gotten this year, before you add Stephon Diggs to the mix, before you add Joe Mixon to the mix as both a pass catcher and somebody that you can hand the ball off to in the cold when you're not wanting to overly rely on C.J. Stroud, you do this. You get these numbers before the offensive line comes together for the Texans, which I think they're hoping that it does. Obviously, they have better health, and they got guys that develop well from within with the offensive line this year. To me, it's like it's not just like a credit to C.J. Stroud, but it says something about what I think Texans fans can legitimately expect from the team if this is what it's going to be.
And again, you know, we can talk about the small sample size, but that's all we have. And 17 games, you know, however many he played in, it's all we have. So if given the small sample size versus much bigger sample sizes of other quarterbacks, like, we know Patrick Mahomes is number one. Like, let's go through some of these other guys on the list. Like, if you just had Team X, you know, like, they had the Texans roster, and all these quarterbacks could lead this team in the fourth quarter, would you take C.J. Stroud or Jalen Hurts, who's number 3 on the list?
Yeah, they've got C.J. Stroud over Jalen Hurts who's been to a Super Bowl and, by the way, played well in said Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Only lost in that Super Bowl.
Would you take him, though?
Because he was going up against Patrick Mahomes. I would absolutely take C.J. Stroud over Jalen Hurts.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
I think I would, too.
They've got
There's only one name that I would go that I paused.
So,
go through the 10 names.
Well, so this is the issue with the list because it doesn't feel natural. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes at the top of it makes sense. But after that, you got number two, C.J. Stroud. Number three, Jalen Hurts. Number four, Josh Allen.
That's the one where I stopped and I went, I might have to take Josh Allen. Even though he's fallen short, he's been so clutch in so many games.
And you're like, how in the hell is Josh Allen behind Jalen Hurts after the year that the Eagles had?
Yeah.
That part of it didn't feel like it made sense, but you don't have to quibble with it too much. So you got Josh Allen at number four. Number five, Jared Goff.
Would you take, same weapon, same team, Jared Goff or CJ?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud. So I'm right there with you. The only one that I'm not, I'm going Josh Allen right now.
Yeah, I would go Josh Allen.
I'm gonna say that I've seen enough from Josh Allen between the regular season and postseason heroics that I'm going Josh Allen over CJ Stroud. But so far, that's the only one on the list that I'm objecting to. I'm going with CJ Stroud over a guy, and shout out to Channel View, shout out to Eastside. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with him over Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Who again performed well in a Super Bowl. Going with him over Jared Goff, who has also been to a Super Bowl and has been excellent so far since he's been with the Lions these last couple of years.
Yeah, it's first world problems all of a sudden that the Texans seem to have at the quarterback position. Now, like, are we drinking the Kool-Aid or not? No, this is CBS that came up with this list.
Yeah.
Not us.
You're taking him over Dak Prescott, who's number six on this list.
I would take him over Dak Prescott. And he's had some moments, of course. Seven, Joe Burrow. I might, but
I'm actually surprised Joe Burrow was that low.
Yeah,
I felt like he'd been really clutch in the playoffs.
No, so you got to go up and read the criteria. I think it's in part due to the fact that he wasn't healthy all year.
Yeah. Okay.
So he didn't get a chance to have as many clutch moments, I think.
Had his moments.
Yeah, I think if you're...
He would be the other one
To me, I feel like he's the scariest quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes once you get them in the playoffs.
Yeah,
if you're grading this list on the curve of reputation and what you know about the quarterbacks...
Yeah.
First of all, C.J. Stroud is not going to be number two.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be what Figgy said. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
And then maybe.
And then maybe C.J. Stroud gets in after that. Yeah. Jalen Hurts might even get in there because of the more recent Super Bowl appearance. But so I think if you're grading on that curve, that's where it's at. But the fact that Joe Burrow wasn't healthy all year is what bumps him down to seven.
I mean, if we're grading like that, then he would probably be lower. I'm grading on what we've seen in the sample size that we've seen. Like, he hasn't been to a Super Bowl, so he's going to be eliminated from contention by a lot of these guys. If that's only year one, if that's going to be part of the equation.
How much do you think it helps CJ Stroud with the? And I don't know if a lot of people are doing this, but the Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud head-to-head, like if we're going to do the comparison, the fact that before Joe went out for good, like the Texans went there and beat them head-to-head. Yeah. CJ Stroud went there, went to Cincinnati, the Texans beat the Bengals, and he went toe-for-toe, tit-for-tat with Joe Burrow. Like, I wonder how many people remember that or know that. I mean, I think it's remembered. It's coming off.
Big one.
Yeah, it's coming off the Tampa Bay game. Like, I feel like that has a lot to do with and colored a lot of the perception of CJ Stroud and how it compares with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and we're not even going to say the number eight name on this list because it'll pretty much diffuse the entire conversation that we just had. Number nine, are we going to say it?
No, I mean, why not? We're talking clutch.
Because number nine is Lamar Jackson.
But clutch and, like, so number nine was Daniel Jones.
Oh, what are we doing?
And look, they say, he says to hear me out before you pound
when
the
you
table.
When you say hear me out.
You already know that you're fanning the flames. But that, to me, this is a credit to the list and the objectivity of it. Because no list, no subjective list that you create with quarterbacks on it is going to allow you to put Daniel Jones in the top eight or top 10 of anything, maybe the bottom
or 20,
but not the top of anything. But if you're using like a subjective sort of criteria and sort of like data analysis, then maybe Daniel Jones can find his way in here. It's the same thing that has Joe Burrow as number seven and Josh Allen behind Jalen Hurts and CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a more objective list if you can find an outlier. And it is an outlier. Let's just be clear.
Yeah.
Him being on this list is a statistical outlier and not indicative of his place in the quarterback hierarchy.
This whole conversation and so many like it is why D'Amico said, hey, let's tap the brakes a little bit here. You know, we played in all these one score games and it could have gone either way. At the same time, it's also a reason why you put C.J. Stroud on the list, because you did win those games. You did win them, but he's right. I mean, he's worried about too much hype, and that's not something he should worry about, because it's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of hype around this team.
So before we get back to this list, since you mentioned hype, do you get the sense, I think I've pointed this out before, but do you get the sense that on the offensive side of the ball, they're leaning all the way into the hype. They're leaning all the way into the mania. And on the defensive side of the ball, it seems like they got that whole rat poison, you know, avoid the rat poison, don't eat the cheese kind of mentality. Like, it feels like it's the exact opposite on the two sides of the ball.
No, I don't. I think that on the defensive side of the ball, they're just kind of keeping it low key. They're keeping it quiet. I think they know how good they can be defensively. And they're just like, don't say anything. Don't make eye contact. People are not going to, you know, quote unquote, respect this defense the way they probably should. They could be really, really, really good on defense. And I think they're just like, keep it under wraps. It's impossible to keep under wraps how hyped up this offensive team is because of CJ Stroud and the fact that he's on lists like this, you know, et cetera.
So this list, and we're talking about this list from CBS Sports that has C.J. Stroud as the second most clutch quarterback in the NFL, and they really say that he is the most clutch quarterback.
Yeah, but in terms of numbers,
But they don't want to be disrespectful to Patrick Mahomes, and I think that's a good idea on their part.
Yeah.
So a nice addendum or a nice editor's note, like, hey, we're going to go a little bit away from what our criteria said, and we're just going to go ahead and put Patrick Mahomes in his proper place. But they did something a little bit different, though, with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he's ninth on this list. And you know what? Maybe this is not different. This is the exact same, because they're holding against him the playoff performance. Mm-hmm. They point out here on this list, CBS Sports, that Lamar Jackson has the third highest conversion rate on clutch drives, just behind Patrick Mahomes and C.J. Stroud. The problem is, He hasn't delivered in the clutch in the postseason, and he was one of the reasons that the Ravens blew so many fourth quarter leads recently.
Yeah, no, it's a
tough one to acknowledge, but it's kind of,
you know, I actually think he's a victim of the sample size. Like CJ Stroud is benefiting from it because he's only really played two playoff games, you know, and so his sample size was, wow, he beat the hell out of Cleveland, you know, yeah. And then of course they lost to Baltimore, His problem is he's been in a lot of playoff games where he's Lamar Jackson's, you know, where he hasn't been able to perform. So I think he's kind of a victim of that.
Yeah, I do wonder. Lamar Jackson doesn't strike me as a hater.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder how he sits back and looks at this attention that CJ Stroud is getting. Like, again, I know he's not a hater. I'm pretty sure he's happy for
CJ. I think
CJ.
He just has a giant chip on his shoulder.
He's got to.
Giant.
Because think about it.
Yeah.
CJ.
I beat him.
And it was an incredible year.
Yeah.
But he beat him twice.
Yeah.
And CJ's kind of been anointed a little bit as clutch, as this winner. And I think he's all of those things. Don't get me wrong. But Lamar has had to constantly
defend himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's defending himself.
Defend himself and battle against this idea that he can't get it done in this way.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy who, again, that he's beaten head to head and has done less than him.
It's just how people see you.
Has been anointed sort of ahead of him, at least in this way. Like specifically on this list.
Yeah.
You got CJ Stroud as the second most clutch quarterback. And this is, to me, I don't think it's subjective. They use an objective criteria to arrive at this point.
Yeah.
The only subjective part is where they say, you know what, we're going to make Patrick Mahomes the number one guy. But this subjective list has C.J. Stroud all the way ahead of Lamar Jackson. They're putting it out there, and Lamar's like, two-time MVP.
Yep.
Beat this guy twice. I do wonder.
Has been clutch.
It's curious. I do wonder, how does he sit back and look at it? Like, what's his thought on the CJ craze, you think?
I think he gets it, because CJ is the new kid in town. You know, obviously big personality, very much a good in front of the media, kind of the golden child and all that stuff. And Lamar Jackson has really never been the golden child. Like he's won MVPs, but just the perception of him has just been different, man. It's just been different. So I think he gets it, but he's got a giant chip on his shoulder.
He's John Lopez. I am B. Scott here with Figgy Fig on In the Loop. Coming up next, who is the most important non-quarterback on the Texans? We'll talk about that on In the Loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.